The better we understand our own dopamine responses, the better equipped we'll be to recognize brain hacks when we see them. So let's take a phone's eye look at some of our psychological quirks and how they're being used to manipulate us. We are novelty junkies. You know that heady feeling you get early on in a romantic relationship where you crave spending time with the person? That's the work of dopamine, too. It's released anytime we experience something new. But once novelty wears off, less dopamine is released. This is the post-honeymoon phase of human relationships where someone often gets dumped. But we'll never get to the point of even considering dumping our smartphones because phones and apps are designed to provide us with constant novelty, and as a result, constant hits of dopamine. Feeling bored or anxious? Check your email. Nothing there? Check social media. Not satisfied? Check a different social media account, and then maybe another one. Like a couple of posts, follow some new people, check to see if those people followed you back. Maybe go look at your email again, just in case. It's easy to spend hours on your phone without using the same app twice, or staying focused for more than a few seconds at a time. It's worth pointing out that dopamine-induced excitement is not the same thing as actual happiness. But try telling that to our brains. We are toddlers. Anyone who spent time with a 2-year-old knows that toddlers are fascinated by cause and effect. Flip a switch on the wall, and a light goes on. Press a button, and a doorbell rings. Express even the slightest interest in an electrical outlet, and an adult will come running. It's a trait we never outgrow. No matter what age we are, we really love getting reactions to things that we do. In psychology, these reactions are called reinforcements. And the more reinforcements we get when we do something, the more likely we are to do it again. Oddly, the reaction doesn't have to be positive. You might think that scolding a toddler for putting Play-Doh in her mouth might discourage her from doing it again, but trust me, it does not. Our phones are packed with subtle positive reinforcements that trigger dopamine spritzes that keep us coming back for more. Touch a link, and a web page appears. Send a text message, and you'll hear a satisfying whoosh. Cumulatively, these reinforcements give us a pleasant feeling of control, which in turn makes us want to constantly be on our phones. We find inconsistency irresistible. You'd think that the best way to get us to check our phones obsessively would be to make sure that there was always something good waiting for us. But what really gets us hooked isn't consistency, it's unpredictability. It's knowing that something could happen, but not knowing when or if that something will occur. Psychologists refer to unpredictable rewards as intermittent reinforcements. I call them the reason we date jerks. Regardless of what term you use, this unpredictability is incorporated into nearly every app on our phones. When we check our phones, we occasionally find something satisfying. A complimentary email, a text from a crush, an interesting piece of news. The resulting burst of dopamine makes us begin to associate the act of checking our phones with the receipt of a reward. Similarly, there are times when checking your phone out of anxiety really does leave you feeling soothed. Once that link has been established, it doesn't matter if we're rewarded only one time out of every 50. Thanks to dopamine, our brains remember that one time. And instead of dissuading us, the fact that we can't predict which of our 50 checks is going to be rewarding makes us check our phones even more. Want to know another device that uses intermittent rewards to drive compulsive behavior? Slot machines. In fact, the similarities between the two devices are so powerful that Harris frequently compares smartphones to slot machines that we keep in our pockets. When we pull our phone out of our pocket, we're playing a slot machine to see what notifications we got, he explained in an article titled, How Technology is Hijacking Your Mind. When we swipe down our finger to scroll the Instagram feed, we're playing a slot machine to see what photo comes next. When we swipe faces left or right on dating apps, we're playing a slot machine to see if we got a match. Harris's observations are particularly disturbing when you realize that slot machines, which are specifically designed to deliver rewards in a way that drives compulsive behavior, are one of the most addictive devices ever to have been invented.